We begin. We pray, Lord God, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Mini class week. What a nice break from the doldrums of winter. Hopefully you've added a few things to your storehouse of knowledge. Knowledge stored away is knowledge that can be accessed later when something else sparks that little cell in your memory bank. And then it will bring that knowledge back to your consciousness. You may not be aware of where you got that knowledge. You may not even think about it. May not be able to trace that knowledge back to the 2012 mini classes. Nevertheless, it's there for your use. And so it is with most bits of knowledge. We have the knowledge, but it isn't tagged as to its source. There are other mini classes in life that have caused us to store away a good deal of knowledge, even though we may not be aware of the source. These are many classes that come from the Lord. A mini class from the Lord is a brief learning experience in our lives. Oftentimes it takes the form of trials, troubles, sufferings, sorrow. Those are the kind of experiences that frequently are brief. They come and go. If you're paying attention when they come, and you understand their significance, and you make the best use of them, when they go away then, they will leave behind a bit of knowledge for future access. Listen to the words of the Spirit in Hebrews 12. Now no discipline seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Every day of our lives, we experience a number of these mini classes. They often come when least expected. The clock ticks by and all things continue on as they were before. And then suddenly we're faced with having to make a decision. Perhaps it's as simple a decision as paying attention in class, doing homework. Maybe it's a decision regarding a relationship with another student or with a teacher. Perhaps it's a decision whether or not to go along with some companion who wants to lead you down a sinful path. Perhaps it's a decision of whether or not to use what little money you have to buy a ticket to a movie or to give an offering to the Lord. Perhaps it's a decision about how to react to an illness that the Lord has suddenly brought into your life, or how to react to the death of a loved one. Perhaps it's a decision of whether or not to talk about Jesus Christ in your daily conversations, or to feel embarrassed to bring up his name. Perhaps it's a decision of whether or not to admit to your Christianity in the face of persecution. There are trials all along the way of our life, and these are tests to determine how we are going to react. How did Abraham react when God told him to leave his home and go to some unknown destination? How did he react when God told him to take his son and offer him as a burnt offering? How did Elijah react when, after prophesying the words of God, he had to run and hide in the wilderness because the king, his king, was going to kill him? How did Jeremiah react when God told him that he would be a prophet, but that the people would persecute him for telling the truth? And what about the many classes of the Apostle Paul? From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 day and 1 night I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. All of this because he was a faithful servant of the Lord, proclaiming the gospel wherever he went. Now maybe the Lord will spare you those kinds of tests. Maybe not. None of them are joyful, as our text says, but painful. These are the many classes of life meant to teach you, to train you for your future as a Christian. And if you are trained by them, we are promised the payback will be the peaceful fruit of righteousness. The well-trained child of God learns to live a righteous life. This includes striving always to do the right thing and looking to Jesus for forgiveness when he fails. The result of all of this is peace. The undisciplined live a life of turmoil and anger, never knowing their boundaries and always plagued with guilt. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. If we react to discipline with fear, love, and trust in God, we will come out well trained for righteous living. But how can we do this if we don't know whom we should fear, why we should love him, and in what we should trust? With the Bible as our textbook for these many classes, we will have all the answers. And what does it say? In the verses before our text, it says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, thinking little of the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." And so this textbook tells us to look to Jesus, to the one who sacrificed himself on the cross for you, to the one who took away all of your sins, to the one who will take you to his throne in heaven. Look to him. And then the mini class will be successful. You will pass each test and you will be trained for life. Through his word, he will strengthen you, help you, and cause you to stand. In your weakness, his grace, all sufficient, will be your supply. So accept the many courses from God, be trained by them, and live a peaceful life of righteousness. Amen. Our prayer is hymn 532.